All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was Black Mountain from their new record entitled 1V. So 4, which would of course be Roman numerals. All right. We heard the song Florian Saucer Attack. Now, Black Mountain, of course, are a local band. They've been around for a while, over a decade, and they are comprised of Steve McBean, Ariane Miranda. You've got Jeremy Schmidt, Amber Weber, Josh Wells, and a few other guys who contributed to that record. There you go. My name is Anita B. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music is played every second Wednesday. So I'm here until 8 o'clock, 6:30 till 8. And excuse me, what's going on with me? I don't know. I just came back from Los Cuervos. It's like my hangout. I've turned into Norm. I am the equivalent of Norm at Los Cuervos. Sidle up to the bar and, you know, get my drink and my tacos. And it's a good place. So you should check it out if you haven't. It's on Kingsway and Fraser. And yeah, there you go. It's already Wednesday, so we only have a couple more days of this week to go. Thank goodness. And it's sunny, which is nice. Now, apparently this weekend is supposed to be really nice, which is awesome. It's baseball season, so I'm in a good mood. You know, even on my worst days in baseball season, I'm like, okay, well, you know, at least I have baseball. Like, it's the truth. Like, I'm so happy playing baseball. I'm playing hardball in the East Van Baseball League. I'm playing softball on a team called the Vipers at Kensington Park. And what else am I doing? Well, I'm a big fan of the Tigers, who are second place in the Central Division of the American League. life could be worse, you know? Yeah. And summer's quickly approaching, which means because I'm a teacher, I get the summer off. So everything's lining up nicely. And yeah, I'm in a good mood. So there we go. Okay. So after Black Mountain, we're going to hear something from the band The Black Rainbows. Now, these guys are out of, I don't know, like the suburbs of Toronto. And so again, my show is all Canadian music. And I discovered these guys just here at the station. Like, I discovered their CD here, and they're kind of goofy. They're slightly, I don't know, Dead Milkmen-ish. Their lyrics are kind of dumb but funny. So we're going to hear something from the band The Black Rainbows called 2 Day Rule. Yes, you can hear that song here right now. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I hope you enjoy this, because these guys are pretty adolescent and immature, but pretty funny. All right.
I'm stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local, and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we just heard something from the band Needs. No, Needs are a local band. They're hardcore. Sean Orr leads the band, and they've been on tour a fair amount, it seems. And yeah, it's all capital letters, so all caps, N-E-E-D-S. And the song we heard there is The Only Good Condo is a, I believe it's a dead condo. Yes, it's a dead condo. Before that, we heard something from another local band called Poor Baby with a song, let's see, Honolulu 1968. From there, I think it's an EP entitled I Wanna Leave, which was just released in the fall. So just in November. And you can see Poor Baby around town. I've seen them before. Now, this is of note. I was like, because I've seen Poor Baby like last year. And Jeremiah, who is in every single band. So Jeremiah Hayward. I was counting on my fingers, all the bands he's in. I was like, he's in this band. I think I got up to five. And then I was on Facebook and I was like, why is Jeremiah tagged in that Poor Baby picture? And I was like, is he also in Poor Baby? Like, and he is. So this guy, Jeremiah, who's also a drummer. He's also the drummer in, what are they called? Jerk Jails. He is the bass player in Inherent Vices. He does so much. Anyways, so he is also in Poor Baby. There you go. Which is also, so Poor Baby is led by Ryan. Actually, there's two Ryans in that band. The lead singer Ryan, and then there's Ryan Shimizawa. Now Ryan is an old friend of mine that goes like way back from my band's Nanaimo days. I was in a band and we used to play Nanaimo because our record label was out of there, and he was like the coolest dude ever, and I love him. Who doesn't love Ryan? Now Ryan's actually in Japan. I'm following him on Instagram, and he's just the coolest dude. So he's a really good drummer. So if you get a chance, check out Poor Baby. They're a good band all around. And before that, we heard the band Black Rainbow with the song Met. Oh, sorry, 2 Day Rule from the record Met This Chick. Okay, it's 6:54. I am here until 8 o'clock. My name is Anita B, and my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where we listen to Canadian music. Yes, we do. Now, interestingly enough, I've had this song in my head for, I don't know, 8 to 10 weeks. It just won't leave. So I have to play it. So I'm trying to exercise the demons of Stiff Little Fingers. I'm talking about the song Alternative Ulster. Yeah. And so they're not Canadian. They're from like Northern Ireland, Stiff Little Fingers, but I don't care. From their 1979 record, Inflammable Material, we will hear Alternative Ulster. I love the song. I think it's maybe my favorite song that's ever been released, that's ever existed. So I hope you enjoyed it as much as I do. And of course, the station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We'll be right back.
class with Barbara.
Of course, we're talking about Barbara. That was the Modernettes with their hit song from, like, I want to say like the early 80s, late 70s. I should know this. I believe it's from the record Teen City. I'm just double checking here. Those guys are awesome. And one of my favorite songs. There you go. And what did we hear before that? We heard, oh yeah, Dead Soft. I really like that song. We heard the song The Wind. And you can find that on their Bandcamp site. It's just a single, I believe, and it's really good. Those guys do a fair amount of touring, Dead Soft. They are a three-piece co-ed band, so a female bass player, two boys. Yes. All right. Before Dead Soft, of course, we heard something from the Northern Ireland. Band Stiff Little Fingers. Oh boy, the song is Alternative Ulster, their hit song from 1979 from their record Inflammable Material. My name is Anita B. It is 7:03 here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And that is where Canadian music, this is where we listen to Canadian music. I did throw in, every once in a while, I'll just play whatever I want just because. So anyways, let's look at the weather, though. Let's see what's going on. So it's currently 15 degrees and it's clear. It's quite sunny. It's very nice. It's Wednesday, of course. So the overnight low, oh, it's not bad. 10 degrees. So that would be early Thursday morning. So 6 a.m. or so is usually when the overnight low hits. 10 degrees Celsius. Then tomorrow it's getting up to a high of 18. It looks like mostly sunny, which is nice. And let's head on over to Friday. So Thursday, high of 18. Friday, look at Friday. Friday and Saturday, clear skies with highs of 22 degrees both days. Very nice. And then we move into Sunday, which is May 8th, by the way, folks. High of 17 with mainly sunny skies. There you go. So it looks like a good weekend. So if you want to do any sunbathing or, you know, sort of beach activities, I would recommend Saturday. It's going to be warmer. But Sunday looks like a nice day as well. It's a beautiful spring, so let's all enjoy it. Okay, what do we have next? What do I have next for us? I don't know what I have next. Oh, okay. Well, there's a really big show that's coming up, which is really exciting, and I'm really stoked about it. And it is my lovely friend Cece. So Cece Rose is very sadly leaving the city to go back to Toronto, which is her hometown. That would be in the summer. And she's been in Vancouver since like longer than I have, I think. So probably mid 90s or whatever. And what was I going to say? So she's moving back home. She doesn't really want to necessarily, but she has to. She has family obligations. And there's a giant show that is being thrown in her honor, and it is at the Emerald, and it's May 14th. So you should all go because I'll definitely be there. And she's going to be playing in all three bands. So she's most notably, in the band Vancouver. So Vancouver, four girls, Eden leads the band. Cece is on the drums. Becca and Megan round off bass and keys. And they're such a good band. And they're like the nicest girls. I love each and every single one of them. And so they are coming back kind of from the dead, if you will. They haven't played in ages. So that's going to be so exciting. Saturday, May 14th. So check it out at the Emerald. Now, not only is that exciting, but also the Flintettes. So Cece is part of the band, the Flintettes, which is her and Mike and Marissa. That's right. So those three are in this like power pop awesome band called the Flintettes. And then, of course, there's the Bad News Babysitters, which Cece's also in the band. So Cece plays drums in the first two bands. Now in Bad News Babysitters, I think she's a keyboard player. So check that out, folks. What else was I going to say? So I'm going to play stuff from all three bands tonight. So I've got some Vancouver right now coming up, which is really awesome. What do I have for us? I have some, you can't go wrong with Phone Calls. It's a very good song. And so I think we'll hear Vancouver first. There you go. So please go. I mean, I don't have to beg you to go. Everyone's going to be there. It's going to be like the best show ever. Ah, yes. Okay, good. So here we go, Vancouver. And of course, Vancouver, they were on the label Mint Records. That's what this record was released, the label is released on. And I think this is from their record, Canadian Tuxedo. I'm almost sure, but I will have to double check. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Vancouver on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver or Vancouver.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at oa.org.
They were singing bad songs of love, songs of love.
Well, that was good. All right, I quite enjoyed that. That was Bad News Babysitters. So great. It's so funny because the Bad News Bears is my favorite, one of my favorite movies of all time. And interestingly enough, well, it shouldn't be that interesting, but all those girls that are in the band Bad News Babysitters, like Becca, etc., their favorite movie is also Bad News Bears. So we're also such special, awesome people. If you like the Bad News Bears, I will instantly bond with you. Yeah. All right. So speaking of the Bad News Babysitters, we heard their song Talk to Strangers. It's a demo and you can find it on their Bandcamp. And the reason I played them, well, they're good. That's awesome. But I played them, the Flintettes in Vancouver, because they are going to be all playing together on May 14th at the Emerald for Cece's last hurrah. It's her send-off. It's her goodbye Cece show. I'm going to get sad. So before the Bad News Babysitters, we heard the Flintettes. And the song we played from them, let's take a look here. Open Your Eyes. Yeah, that's a single that they had. So there you go. You can find that on their Bandcamp as well. Let's see them. Before that, we heard some Vancouver with the song Phone Calls from their record Canadian Tuxedo, which was put out on Mint Records back, 10 years ago, something like that, 9 years ago. Yeah. Okay, what do we got next? My name, first of all, in case you're curious, is Anita B. That's who I am, and my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Canadian music, that's what happens. I'm here till 8, and I have some good bands coming up. I have some Inherent Vices. I'm going to play these guys next. Speaking of May 14th, because they're playing the same night as CC's big, like, send-off bash. Like, why? I don't know. But anyways, if you're not going to go to CC's thing, and you should, go see Inherent Vices. They're playing at 333 Clark. 333 Clark. It's like, I don't know. It's kind of like a practice space, kind of like very chill, casual place. Kind of just off of Nanaimo. No, sorry, not Nanaimo, off of Hastings, that's right. They're a really good band, and I'm going to play, I always play their song Bummer Summer because I love it so much, but I've decided to play a different song this time. I'm going to play the song She Gives Me Pills, and you can find this on their record, which was released a few years ago. It's a tape, I guess, but you can also find it on their Bandcamp site. And so we're going to hear, as I mentioned, not Bummer Summer. She Gives Me Pills. And okay, good. All right, as I mentioned, the station is CITR. Let's make sure I'm all set here. And Inherent Vices, if you don't know anything about them, they're a three-piece boy band. They are, Jeremiah. I played another Jeremiah song earlier tonight. He's the bass player, and you've got Evan on drums and Christopher Burnside on guitar, and he's the main lead singer guy. And there you go. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I almost said Vancouver. Yeah, maybe I'll just I'll call it, it's Vancouver Day here at CITR.
You have to come in. Do you like friends? We like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends at UBC and the West Side, like Australian Boot Company, Dentry's Pub, The Bike Kitchen, Limelight Video, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Hey!
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was pretty trippy. That was a band called The Back Homes. I've never played them before, but I just saw them at the Discorder show, like a fundraiser that was put on a couple weeks ago. Yeah, at the Anza Club. And the name, I was always like, nah, The Back Homes. I don't know. The name just never struck me as anything I'd want to check out. But they really tripped me out completely. They were really good. And not really something I generally am into, but I really enjoyed those guys. So we heard the song Save Me from the record Tidal Wave. Now, those guys are originally from Montreal, and they're now based out of Victoria. All right. Before that, we heard something from the local band, the Ballantines. They're a big band. Lots of people. Co-ed, lots of people. from the record Dark Drives, Life Signs, we heard the song My Place, Your Town. So this is their new record. And before that, we heard Chains of Love. I have not played those guys in ages. We heard the song Won't Be Mine from their record Misery Makers Volume 2. And I'm positive Chains of Love are no longer together. But I remember when their records were here at CITR, and I used to play them a lot. And I kind of just forgot about them. And I'm glad I somehow my memory was triggered. So, all right. It's 7:35. It's sunny out still, which is nice. My name is Anita B. Yeah, my show here. This is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And we're going to, we're going back a bit. And I'm playing a lot of girl stuff, which is good. I happen to play against this girl, and that would be, is it Courtney? I think her name is Courtney. Anyways, one of the members of the Courtneys, they are a three-piece girl band, is on the East Van Baseball League's team, The Murder. Does that make sense? Okay. So I'm in this baseball league called the East Van Baseball League. I'm on the Strathcona Stevedores. And I'm one of five teams. And one of the teams is the Mount Pleasant Murder. And these guys are undefeated. They are crazy good. They are like, I fear them. I fear their pitchers, especially. God, those pitchers are killer. Anyways, and our pitcher on the Stevedores, who is leaving, like probably he's in a plane right now to go to Europe. I'm talking about Kynan. So Kynan is like the second best, like statistically, like, pitcher in our league, and he's so good. And so we played I'm gonna get to my point, I promise. We played the Mount Pleasant Murder just the other day, and it was like three up three down. It was like a battle of the pitchers, and it was a tense one. We like got slayed though. It was like 10-2. So anyways, so a member of the Courtneys is on that team, and she's sweet. I think her name might be Courtney, but anyways. So we're going to play the Courtneys. Speaking of baseball, speaking of her, speaking of the murder. And I'm going to play their song, which is like their hit. It's called 90210. I used to play this all the time back like 2-4 years ago, whenever it first came out. And only 3 years ago. Okay. Yeah. So this is from their self-titled record. And enjoy. It's awesome. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Alex King, big time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Floating Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Well, that was confusing. Okay. I got a lot going on here. So that was supposed to be Soft Test. So from their record entitled Absolute Truth, we should have heard the song, let's see, Ungrateful, I think. But it got confusing because I don't know why, but somehow something bled into the, I don't know, the board here. And I think something hit play. I didn't do anything. Okay, anyways, there we go. That was Soft Tess. Okay, now Soft Tess, of course, is comprised of Shammy, so Sean Maxey. You have Mel and Dawn. So it's a three-piece co-ed band out of Vancouver, Soft Tess. Or if you want to get technical, maybe North Burnaby, because Sean Maxey lives in North Burnaby and he's very proud of his roots there. Okay. So before Soft Tess, we heard the Courtneys with the song 90210 from their record released 3 years ago, self-titled. And then the Backhomes as well in there before that with the song Save Me from their record Tidal Wave. Oh, my name is Anita B. That's who I am. And this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I have 13 more minutes until this show is over. Yes, it seems like a long show. It's an hour and a half, but I haven't really screwed up too badly today. Now we're going to hear something from the band Hot Little Rocket. This is a band out of Calgary. And let's just make sure that everything is set up here. I had it all going and then I hit the wrong button and then I killed that. Then I kind of deleted that thing. Let's go over to where I need to go. And we haven't, like, most of the bands I play actually are local bands. Not intentionally. They just seem to be. And tonight it looks like is no exception. Whoops, just lost my pen. All right. Okay. I'm tired. I'm really tired. Okay, Hot Little Rocket. Okay, so let's see. What song are we going to hear? How about I Never Sleep? I Never Sleep. No, actually, I've been very tired lately, and I don't know why. I've been getting a fair amount of sleep, and I wake up tired, and then I go to school tired, and then I'm, like, tired, and then I'm tired. And then I'm like, why am I so tired? And I take my, like, iron pills, and I don't know. Maybe I'm dying of some, like, unknown disease, and every day I get closer to death. Well, I guess that's what life is, right? You die a little bit every day and you get closer to death. Okay, let's hear the song I Never Sleep. I plan on getting some sleep tonight. Let's see that we're good here. Okay, the station, of course, is CITR. My name is Anita B. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the station is 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is Hot Little Rocket.
jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. And I will fight for my piece of cake. And oh, those go-karts, jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. So who will be the first into the lake? But you better watch out for the snakes. But now which picture shall we draw? Maybe one where the crows call. Oh, go-karts, jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. Go-karts, jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. And I will fight for my piece of cake. And those go-karts, jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. So who will be the first into the lake? On second thought, let's eat some cake. I will shove and push to get my slice. Because some of those kids just aren't nice. No, go-karts, jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. And go-karts, jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. It doesn't take much, but that's what it takes. It doesn't take much, but that's what it takes. So who will be the first into the lake?
We'll be right back.
That right there is Jail. It's an acronym for Jennifer, Allison, Laura, and Eve. And those guys back in the 90s really influenced me to play music. And those guys were on Sub Pop, and they were part of that whole Halifax pop explosion deal. They were like touted to be like the next Seattle. And that was part of like the whole Sloan, I don't know, Jail, of course, Thrush Hermit, Hardship Post, Eric's Trip, even though they were from Moncton, but still that whole excitement back in the 90s. And I love those guys. God, I love Jail. All right. So before that, we heard Sean Mrazek Lives from his 7-inch First Into the Lake. Now, Sean is a local guy. He used to be in a band called, what was his band? He's been in so many bands. You know what? I'm not even going to start. Just know that he's like the most talented drummer in the city. There you go. He gave me drum lessons for many, many months. I don't know, 6-8 months or something. And the nicest guy on top of it all. And there you go. My show is pretty much over. My name is Anita B. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's 7:58. And this is the end of the Canadian music that I play every second Wednesday. So I shall be back in 2 more Wednesdays, 6:30 to 8. And until then, I'm going to leave us all with The Organ from 2008 on Mint Records. The record is called Thieves, and we're going to hear one of my favorite songs. It's called Fire in the Ocean. Let's make sure I'm good. Yeah, okay, so we're all good. Oh, so beautiful. This is Katie Sketch. Yeah, this is her voice, and my good friend Deb, she wrote the songs. She was a guitar player, and I really miss these guys, so I hope you enjoy it here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.